Okay, we're on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, on the top of the page. Nan Hasam, Mor brings a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos. It says over there, Mefiri Nidarin B'Shabbos. One can mefer Nidarin for his husband to the wife, or father to the daughter. Can mefer Nidarin on Shabbos. V'nishalim Lindarim Shehen L'Tzorech Shabbos. And you can go to a Chacham and be shol on a neder that is L'Tzorech Shabbos, on Shabbos. For example, if there is a neder not to eat, and you want to eat the Shabbos meal, whatever, so that's okay. Ibailu. So the question was asked, Mefirim Nidarim B'Shabbos, when it comes to the Hafara, is that L'Tzorech Shabbos, or Dil Ma'afidu Shalol L'Tzorech? In other words, when it says at the end, Nishalim Nidarim Shehein L'Tzorech Shabbos, is the L'Tzorech Shabbos only going on the Shaila? But Hafara is you can do it even without, if it's not L'Tzorech Shabbos, or even Hafara is it only if it's L'Tzorech Shabbos, can the husband be made for it. So Tashma, the Tani Rav Zuti, Devei Rav Papi, Ein Mefiri Nidarim El L'Tzorech Shabbos. No, when it comes to Hafara, Hafara is only if it's a neder that is connected to Shabbos, in order to do something on Shabbos for Shabbos. Amar Avashi. Halot nan hachi. Ravashi says, L'chura, our Mishnah doesn't say that. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that Nadra im chashecha mefirla ad shalot techshach. Where we saw in our Mishnah that if a person, the woman, makes a neder just before Shabbos is out, say, you know, I don't know, 10 minutes before the end of Shabbos, she makes a neder, so the Mishnah said she can, the husband can mefer it only until Shabbos is out. You know, she has 10 minutes to mefer it, and then that's it. If he doesn't, that's Yom Shomo, and he can't do it anymore. So now the Gemara says, V'i amar l'tzorech Shabbos yin, shalot l'tzorech Shabbos lo, ma'ir yechashecha, afilu betoch hayom, enu yachol ha'afir, d'shalot l'tzorech. So Gemara makes the diuk that Gemara is making the assumption that 10 minutes before Shabbos, Mistama is not going to make a neder that is l'tzorech Shabbos, because there's no need for anything more for Shabbos. Shabbos is almost out. So therefore, it's l'shalol l'tzorech Shabbos, Mistama, that she's making the neder. And what does it say? That the husband has until the end of Shabbos to be made for it. What do you mean till the end of Shabbos? You shouldn't be able to make for it at all if you can't be made for Nadarim that are not L'Tzorech Shabbos. Because obviously this Neder made just before Shabbos is out is not L'Tzorech Shabbos, and yet he still is able to make for it until the end of the day. So we see from here that you're allowed to be made for Nadarim that are Shalol L'Tzorech Shabbos on Shabbos. And so how could Rav Zuti say not that way? He says, Ein Mefir. So the Gemara answers, Tanaihi, in Echanami, it's a machlekas Tanai, whether we can mefer Nadarim on Shabbos or not, that is Shalol L'Tzorech Shabbos. How is so? Hafaras Nadarim kol hayom, as we saw yesterday, this brisa, this machlekas, that the Tanakama said that one can mefer Nadarim the whole day, but just until the end of the day. And then we had Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehud, and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Amru Me'es Le'es. If you remember that, you have 24 hours to make for. So Gemara links the two together. We're going to see now. That Lamanda Amar Kol Hayom in Tfeilo, the opinion that says you only have until the end of the day to mayfair and no longer Afilu Shalot Tzorech Shabbos mayfair. So then, since it's now or never, right? If she makes a neder, let's say even Shalot Tzorech Shabbos, but there's only an hour left till the end of Shabbos. And after that, you can't be mefer anymore. So since it's now or never, we allow him to be mefer, even though shalot l'tzorech Shabbos. Because if he doesn't do it now, there's no chance afterwards. But lamanda amar meis le'eis l'tzorech Shabbos in shalot l'tzorech Shabbos yilo. But the opinion says he has 24 hours. So then it's only if it's l'tzorech Shabbos. Why? Because let's say whenever again 10 minutes before Shabbos she makes a neder. It's obviously, like we said, shalot l'tzorech Shabbos, but no big deal. Why should we let him make for it now? He has 24 hours to make for it. So no need to rush it. Oh, he has to do it right now. So therefore, we only allow him to make for nedarim that are shalot l'tzorech Shabbos, but not shalot l'tzorech. Shalot Shabbos, shalot l'tzorech. Why do it now? You have 24 hours. So that's when Gemara links it together. And therefore, our Mishnah that says that if she makes another just before Shabbos, he has till the end. So we see from there, even if it's Shalol L'Tzorech Shabbos, That's because you only have until the end of the day. It's not 24 hours. Whereas Rav Zuti that says Eimi Firim Nedarim Ela has to be Lashar Shabbos because he held 24 hours, like the Braisa that says 24 hours. Okay, let's look at Rashi now. Nan Hasam B'Masechet Shabbos and Perik Basra Eimi Firim Nedarim B'Shabbos Bal Ishto V'Av Labito V'Nisha Lin L'Chacham Shein Lashar Shabbos Kegon Shenadra Mechila or Tachshitim, something to do with Shabbos eating or Tachshitim. Nadra im chashecha. So then we asked Akasha from Rav Zuti that says you're not allowed to be made for shalot tzaras from our Mishnah that said nadra im chashecha mashma filin darim shalot tzaras Shabbos. We said since it's 10 minutes before end of Shabbos, obviously the neder is that is being made over here is shalot tzaras Shabbos. Why the mistabra milsa hoyel v'nadra b'Shabbos im chashecha? That since she made this neder just before Shabbos is out, the lalot tzaras Shabbos nadra is probably nothing to do with Shabbos. Why? The imishumone gechila v'shtiya. It has to do with eating and drinking, etc. Kvar achla mi bod yom. She ate already. The imishum tachshit de Shabbos nadra. It has to do with the tachshitim. Even that. Ahi shaito loves man tachshisu. Deha mishachashecha regilim lafshit tachshit de Shabbos. That's the time when you start taking off your Shabbos things. Ela v'dai benadra shalola tzara Shabbos kamari. You must be talking about this neder just before Shabbos is out. It has to do with nothing to do with Shabbos. Uktani yet it says mefer lad shetechshach. Said he can mefer until the end of the day. Via mashalola Shabbos Shabbos in ein meferim ne Shabbos. If you're going to say therefore that if it has nothing to do with Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mefer it. The ma'iri dektani mishakashecha in yachol afers. Why does it say after it gets dark? Oh, now he can't mefer it anymore. Afilu ki nadra betocha Shabbos nami in yachol afer. He can't even mefer it on Shabbos itself for the time that's even remaining. If you're going to say that you can't be made for things that are not Letzorah Shabbos, Shazayin Letzorah Shabbos, Ella the Midiktani the Mefer Lachadek, and the Desayin the Mishnah, he can be made for it until the end of the day. Shema Mina the Meferin Afinu Shol Letzorah Shabbos, and therefore we see from here that you could be made for if it's even if it's not Letzorah Shabbos, and therefore it's Akasha. The Girsa should really be not Rav Dimi but Rav Zuti. So we saw. Okay. And then we said we linked it with the machloikas with the can you be made for only that day or for 24 hours? The Laman Damar says Rashi kol yom ein in tfeilo. You only have that day. Therefore, hilchak afidu shalol l'sorach Shabbos mefer. Therefore, you would be allowed even if it's not l'sorach Shabbos. She made a mefer ak Shabbos Shabbos. Shuv ein yachol afir. It's now or never. Laman Damar meis leis kasav shalol l'sorach Shabbos ein meferin keshenadra b'Shabbos. So the one that says 24 hours, he says shalol Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mefer if she makes an eder on Shabbos. Why? Mineh sheyachol afir achar Shabbos. You have 24 hours. What's the rush? Okay, back to the
Gemara. She can make the neder right a second after Shabbos. She wants the husband not to be able, the father not to be able to nefer. She makes an eder 1 second after Shabbos. After Shabbos well, starts.
Oh, after it starts, yeah.
Then there's 24 hours. No, then
it's
Shabbos, then according to the...
Well, if it's Shalol Tzorach Shabbos, right? If it's Shalol Tzorach Shabbos, right, according to this opinion, right.
He will never be able to
right,
me.
Right.
She can do that if she...
she wants. Okay, so let's see, now we're bringing a hemshech of the Mishnah in Shabbos that we saw before. And it says over there, V'nishalin in the Darim, as we said, Shein L'Tzorach Shabbos, that you're allowed to... A chacham is allowed to matir a neder that's letzorach Shabbos. Ibailu kishelo hayalahem panai odilma kishahayalahem panai. So the question was asked. Let's say the neder was made on erev Shabbos, but there was no time to make for it before Shabbos. It was a minute before Shabbos came in. Okay, so that which we say that. This din is mutter to be matir and neder on Shabbos that is letzorach Shabbos is that only if there was no time to do it before Shabbos. Now, let's say the neder, like we said, was made just before Shabbos, and there was no time. So then he's allowed to the chacham is allowed to matir the neder on Shabbos as long as it's letzorach Shabbos. Or he say no, even if there was time, it was done early on Friday afternoon, where there was plenty of time, but still, it just happened to mean that it wasn't done. Can he still do it matir letzorach Shabbos on Shabbos? That was the question. Tashma. The is the kiku le rabbanan librator of sutra librator of zira, that the rabbanan they dealt with the son of Rav Zutra was the son of Rav Zira, who made a neder, and he wanted to be, he needed hatara. Filu binedarim shayalem panai mibod yom. Even though there was time mibod yom to do it, they still dealt with it on Shabbat. So here we have an answer to the question that even if you have time, he still, the chacham can still be matzah neder on Shabbat, so let's start Shabbat. Okay, we have Rashi here. Kishalo hayalim pnai lishal alehem ibod yom, to ask to matur it on before Shabbos. Who da kamar is that? It was only then the kamar the nishalim alehem b'Shabbos. So dilma efshar lishal alehem ibod yom, even if they had time. Nami nishalim alehem b'Shabbos. It's kikuli rabbanan she nitpalu chachamim kulam latir lo b'Shabbos. They all when they were did what they could to matur his neder on Shabbos. Vafilu b'nadurim shayalo efshar even though he could have done it before. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Sava Rav Yosef Lameimar. He thought to say that which it says in the Mishnah, the Nishalim Nidarim B'Shabbos, that you're allowed to matur the Neder on Shabbos, that's only B'Yachid Mumcha. In. B'Shlosha Ed Yotos Lo. It can only do it on Shabbos with one yachid mumcha, but you can't use three hedyotos. Why? Mishum de mischaze kedina, because when you have three, you have this, like, looks like it's beizdin, and you matur your neder on Shabbos, looks like you're moshi beizdin on Shabbos, to dan din, which you're not allowed to do, dan din on Shabbos, so it looks like that, so therefore, you shouldn't do that. That's what he thought to say, Rav Yosef. But then, Amarle Abai, he's Rabbi said to him, Kevin the Sphirilan, since we paskin that afilu me'umad, afilu bekrobim, afilu belaila, lo mischaze yukedina. He disagrees. He says, it doesn't look like a din. Why? Because there's so many different things here that can be done that you could not do it when it comes to a din, such as me'umad. Normally, Dayanim have to sit. Here, they can stand. A filuk with krovim, normally you can't have a car over on the beis din, and here you could. And at night, you can't dan the din at night, and here you can matir at night. So since you have all these things that are different than a din, that itself shows clearly there's no din going on over here, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem even using shlosha hedyotos. Okay, Rashi, b'yachid mumcha, l'rabi, muhudi nishalim lo, aval b'gimel lo, right? Ben hedyotos, ben mumchin, three you should not be allowed to. The kol b'etlata, mischazik b'kidin, that looks like a din, v'kayim alanda, ein dani m'shamas. But then we said, afilu mu'umad, k'damar le'el, like we saw before, the rabba bar rav huna, have a yasi v'kayim, he would sit, he would stand. But filu b'krovim, filu b'layla, lo mischazik b'edin. Therefore, it doesn't look like a din. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Huna, Amar Rav. So they said in the name of Rav that halacha mefirim nedarim belaila, that you're allowed to be mefir and neder at night. So Gemara says, what's the chiddush? V'hamas nisin hi. We know that. It's a farish in our Mishnah. It said nadra belele Shabbos. Then we said he can be mefir lele Shabbos, it'll be Yom HaShabbos, right? She made a neder Friday night. It's Shabbos. Then he can mefir it that whole night and then the next day. So we see clearly it says he can make for it at night. What's this? What was Rav telling us over here? Ela eima halacha nishalin belaila. What he was saying was not that hafaris nedarim, but asking to shoal on the neder by a chacham, whatever. That's what he was mechazed. That can be also done at night. Amale Rabbi Abba the Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hachi. Did Rav really say this? This statement that he could be shoal on neder at night. So Rav Huna, this is Rabbi Abba said this to Rav Huna. So Rav Huna answered back, he said ishtik, meaning when Rav heard this din, what happened was that somebody said this din, that you can be shoal at night. Rav heard it and he was ishtik, and he was quiet. So the assumption was, he said that in fact he didn't say anything, when he heard this, probably he agreed. Shtika kehoda. So Amar Le, but then he said back to him, Rabbi Abba said back to Rav Huna, Ishtik Hamart? What's Pshat? Was it in fact that he was Ishtik, that he heard it, he was quiet, and that showed he agreed? Or maybe Shtek Hamart? Maybe what you said was that he was drinking. In other words, he heard this thing, then whatever, but he was in the middle of drinking, so he couldn't. And then we don't know what, and then you left, and you don't know what, maybe if he had finished drinking, he would say, wait a minute, that's not true, or maybe not, we don't know. So it's unclear, because he was in the middle of drinking. So, what happens? Amar Rav Ika bar Ab. So that was. We don't know what the story is here. But then the Gemara says to answer the question, Amar Rav Ika bar Abin is a kikule Rav l'Rabba, that the Rav he dealt with Rabba when it came to Rabba's neder, bikitona de be Rav, in the cheder in the base midrash of Rav, that he dealt with Rabba's neder. How? Omed, while he was standing, yichidi, by himself, and ubalaila, and at night. So here we see clearly that Rav did agree that you can be shoal neder at night, because that's in fact what he did. Okay, let's finish up the Rashi's. Okay, so v'ha masnisini, it's a mishnah diktani behedyim b'firim b'leilei Shabbos, as a farish, who might come ashlon Rav Rabba, so what's the chit? El Eima Nishali, not Hafara, but that you can be Shoal Neder, Nedarim Lachacham Balayla. So Amar Rav Achi, did he say this? Nishalim and Nedarim Balayla? Amar Le Ishtik, he was quiet. Rav, Bishasha Shama Davar Shatak. When he heard this, he was quiet. So Amar Le Ishtik Kamar, did you say that he was quiet? Kalomar. Mi Kamar, did you say that Havi Inish, the Amra Kame, the Rav, the Nishalin, the Girsa should be the Nareem at night. Here it says Bishabbat, so the Girsa should be at night. That when he heard that somebody said this din, that you can show all at night, Vishama Rav Ashatach, and Rav heard it, and he didn't say anything. And we the Ishtik Rav, since he was quiet, Kamar at the Achi Sphere, therefore you said it. That's obviously what he held, because he didn't comment, he just accepted it. Oh, Deilmar, perhaps not, maybe Haki Kamar is what you meant. The Rav Havashati Bahi Shaiti, he was drinking at that time. Did Itmar Kameid Shmaitza that this thing was said? Ve'at Naf Libra, and you went outside. Mekameid Elifsuk Milamishta before he stopped drinking. So therefore, Ve'lo Yadat My Mahadur. Therefore, you don't know what his comment was afterwards, because he was drinking and then you left, and you don't know what happened after that. But then we saw the Maisa, the Rav Beferish did it at night.